I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 5th, 2012 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Cappellini.
Here.
Doug Hainum.
Here.
Sandy Hussman.
Here.
Mark Lukey.
Here.
Todd Milner. Mary Westfall.
Here.
Mr. Milner is out of town and excused. We do have six members of council here, so a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our city council meeting this evening. There are agendas on the two side tables, if you haven't found one yet. And I welcome the students from St. Ursula. In the back row, are you all from St. Ursula? Well, welcome. If you have any questions during the meeting, please raise your hand and I'll call on you when I can. And for everyone in the meeting room, if we get to an item in the agenda that you have a question or would like to speak on, raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I welcome you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Brown.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and I've got one or two I'd like to add on, or two I'd like to add on. First is 5A. I'd like to talk about Woodstock, Ontario Hydro. And then, as information item C, I would like to talk just a couple minutes about what was in your council packet, but not on the agenda. Our clerk of council, Margaret Lintner's retirement at the end of the month. That will be information item C. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to schedule a meeting of Buildings and Grounds and Finance to talk about the Maplewood Marketplace proposed improvement and tenant prospects.
Okay, let's add that as a committee referral, 12A.
Which two committees? Finance?
Finance and Building and Grounds,
which probably
involves everybody.
Yeah.
And you, as part of that, you're going to set a meeting date. Other members of council, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to schedule a utilities meeting for the discussion of refuge and recycling.
All right, let's make that 12B then, because that's a new subject matter for a while. So that's Utilities Committee. Set meeting. All right. Other members of the council, Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have a report from the Community Relations Committee that may include an action item or two or a recommendation.
Does that involve Mr. Tansey?
It does.
Would you like to move that up on the agenda to let Mr. Tansey go home and watch political ads tonight?
It's okay, really. Well, I'm sure he's much rather watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. I guess we can make it 12A based on Mr. Tansey's response.
No, I think I'd like to get Mr. Tansey.
Okay, well, let's make that 5B then.
And then we also need to schedule an economic development subcommittee meeting to discuss potential contract to help our downtown project.
Okay, we can probably put that one down at 11A.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
11A.
12C.
Well, it's not a new subject, so we'll make it 11A to schedule a meeting. That'll be fine. And that's your Economic Development Subcommittee.
You know, I was going to give a report on the rail forum, but I think that's kind of old news at this point, right? You were there. Anything to share?
What I can share came from the podium, first from the county commissioners and then from our U.S. Representative Marcy Kaptur, compliments about Sylvania and all the good things happening out here to improve our quality of life. Unsolicited comments that you can all take credit for, but there we had two community leaders up there choosing to compliment the city of Sylvania right out, the first things they say right out of the box. I think they've been out here for the Fall Festival, and that's why.
I believe they called you out by name.
They did. I don't know that they called me out, but they did recognize me.
So I won't mention that anymore.
It was, and it was an excellent forum that we probably could read about in the paper, and it's also, you can get the report online. Channel 13 taped the whole thing, and it's available online. Very interesting. Other items? Mrs. Hussman?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to speak about Spectacular.
Okay. Maybe it's better to do that here early in the agenda while there's still people in the council chamber, so we can make it 5C, if that's all right. That's Spectacular, it's item 5C. Seeing no further items from members of city council, Mr. Eichenhour, Mr. Schreier, Chief Brodus, Mr. Aller, Mr. Moll. All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on October the 15th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the October 15th, 2012 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Been moved and submitted to approve the meeting minutes from October 15th, 2012 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the meeting minutes stand approved. That moves us on to agenda item 5. We have the Northwest Ohio General Manager from Frontier Communications, Dick Hutchinson, here to talk to us, introduce himself, and talk to us about major upgrades apparently planned in the city.
Well, thank you for that nice introduction, Mayor, and members of council. It's a delight to be here tonight. I really come here just to introduce myself and maybe bring you up to speed on Frontier and, you know, the origins of the company and some of the things that we have going on right now, which I think may address economic development, because we've got some really new speed enhancements that are going to be here at weekend here right downtown Sylvania, which are exciting. But by way of background, I'm a Toledo, and I attended the University of Toledo, and my wife's from Old Orchard area over there, so we moved back here a couple of years ago, and when I assumed responsibilities as general manager of Frontier's operations in Northwest Ohio, and I think maybe most of you do know that we acquired Verizon in 2010, in July of 2010, and began reconstituting that company, which has been a challenge and an exciting time. And we ended up spending a lot of money in the last 3 years in building that company. I put about $150 million into it, which has resulted in our abilities now to deliver a really superior, fast internet service and enhanced digital phone and all kinds of other telecommunication services right along with that. But the company, Frontier, is not a new company. It's a 78-year-old company. It's based out of Stamford, Connecticut. And one thing that makes Frontier unique is we do have local general managers. We have 7 of them in Ohio, I'm being Northwest, and I Michigan to the north, Indiana to the west, and I go way down, manage way down below a town called Coldwater, below Lake St. Mary, so it keeps me pretty busy. Yes.
You get that big chunk of Northwest.
Yeah, you know what, I'm so remiss, I actually left packets, and there's visuals in there, and how, and thank you, if you need a flagman here to say, take a look at that. Yeah, these are the 7, what we call the 7 districts in Ohio that comprise Frontier. And I happen to like number 1 up there. I think that's the right numbering for our district up here. It gives you sort of a visual orientation of the district. There's actually 16 counties that we operate telephone systems in. And I hold my office in Bowling Green each day. I'm down there, but I live right up here in Ottawa Hills, and I'm pretty active with the chamber and the community and doing things like that. So one reason I wanted to introduce you, when you saw me around town, you'd say, well, that's, I know him, that's a telephone guy. He's up here working. So we've been doing that, and like I said, Frontier is not a new company to the telecommunications field. It's 78 years old, and it is the 5th largest telephone company in the United States and the largest rural telecommunications company in the United States. So we're about 15,000 employees strong. So we've got lots of human resources as well as financial resources to continue to evolve the system in its state-of-art status as a telecommunications system. The one thing I wanted to share with you tonight, because I know you've got a full agenda, I put a little folder in here, you might see a little trifold, and when you open it up, you'll see that there's a little flap, which it's so much to be said about this little flap, because the speeds are enormous. We are now offering, and when I got here, we didn't even really have 6 megabytes per second active on the street, but we do now throughout Sylvania. But now we, at the end of the week, we'll have Ultra, which is a 12 megabyte per second service, which is much faster. And then ultimately, these are residential speeds, we'll be able to take a residence up to 25 megabytes per second, which is screamingly fast. I can't imagine a resident would need that. So we actually have the speeds here now through Frontier that you would find in Chicago, New York, you know, LA, any of the major metropolitan areas in this country or in the world. And actually, the most exciting thing is for businesses in downtown Sylvania, we'll be offering a 40 megabyte service that businesses can immediately subscribe to and is very easy to hook up to. So there's choices. There's other telecommunications providers. But I want to let you know that Frontier is a definite important choice now when you're a business person here in Sylvania to take a look at this. It'll also be great for economic development because as people come into Sylvania to situate their businesses, you know, and there was a time when you came in and you said, well, what's the river like going through? Can I get my barges here to get my traffic and do shipping? And today, it's as well as it's diggable land, businesses want to know about telecommunications. Do you have high-speed internet service? We do through Frontier for that. And people do a lot of telecommuting from their homes. You can do that through Frontier very easily and keep up with business speeds at home. So we've got all that. And this is just the beginning, but I wanted to share that with you because we'll be putting press releases out on it, and it's going to be some of the fastest speeds in the region now that we offer, including this new 40 megabyte per second speed for local businesses. So that's what we've been up to. And we're looking forward to, and I'm remiss in not introducing Bob Kistler. Bob Kistler is our sales manager, and works on commercial projects. So you may see Bob up here and around too. I don't know if you have any questions about Frontier. I'm hopeful some of you are our customers. I didn't go and check. I probably should have done my homework.
Frontier is the company that operates the building that the neighbors are building right out here. Is that correct?
Yes, that is one of our sites. We actually have two. They're called central offices. This is where all the electronics actually operate. We have one down in McCord, and we have one right here in downtown. You went in there, it's a mass of, in fact, I ought to give you a tour of it sometime. It's just miles and miles of electronics and wires all running, but it's kind of exciting. And that's where this new technology is originating.
And we hear air conditioning running right through there a good part of the winter even, just because you must generate heat in there.
There you go. And we're doing it. But that's where we're at. That's our downtown office. And it works out really well for us.
Well, that's good news to hear that Sylvania is competitive in high-speed internet access for businesses and residents.
You're absolutely right. Now, I also put my business card in there, and that's my cell phone. And you please use it if you need to reach out to me. We're in a service business. Like I said, the one thing that differentiates Frontier from other telecommunications companies, you actually have a local channel manager. And you can call me at any time. It's not a problem. That's where we situate it. So please, personal cell phone, you ring it up and give me a call, and I'll be on the other end to answer it. So should you have any problems or any of your constituents say, hey, I've got an issue with Frontier or can Frontier do this or that, please give me a call, and I'm glad to answer it. And it's a 24/7 kind of number. So.
May I ask a personal question about your trifold here that talks about your cable listings?
Yes.
As a Detroit Tiger fan, I don't notice Fox Sports Detroit listed. But maybe that's not something that you put on a national trifold.
You know? No, it's not in there this year. You're right. That's not there.
That may make a difference to some people.
I would say that would make a difference to a lot of people. But it has not gone without notice. We have mentioned it to the Dish Network. That's something that they do. Yeah, we provide, I'm glad you brought that up, we provide video through the Dish Network, and we provide our high-speed data through our lines. And I know you're currently getting telephone service here in the city to American Broadband, and they're actually a customer of ours. We actually provide, when you have a service call here, Frontier comes over and services their account. They lease from us a wholesale service to you. So even though you're talking to American Broadband, you're actually talking to Frontier. So we are doing business together.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for your time. I look forward to lots of other discussions here about Sylvania and things that we can do together. Thank you.
Thanks for coming and getting us up to date.
Thank you.
If you're getting out of here early, you can go watch those political ads.
I feel fully booked. I can't believe some of the New Yorkers don't see any of these commercials. Good evening.
Good night. Moving on to added agenda item 5A, I think you were all sent this email today that I had received from Mayor Pat Sobeski from Woodstock, Ontario, that he wanted me to know that Woodstock Hydro, their own electric company, is sending four linemen and two vehicles to Long Island to help with the Hurricane Sandy power problems over there. They had offered to do that, and apparently they were taken up on it. I don't know whether they, I'm sure they're being paid for it, but at least they're providing the service people to do it. And this goes back, his comment in his email to me was that I've used that comment in the past, that back on 9/11, first phone call I got was from Mayor Gagan of Woodstock offering to send firefighters or police officers here to help fill in for any firefighters or police officers we were sending to Washington or New York. And I always have been touched by that, and you know the Canadians did a wonderful thing landing transatlantic airliners quickly in a small town way up north in Newfoundland. And this is just another example of cooperation, but the cooperation on this one is more on a local level than on a national level. They offered it locally, and I think that that indicates part of the strength of the relationship between our two countries and even between Sylvania and Woodstock is that we talk as friends, not through the federal governments. That's why I wanted you to be aware of that. Moving on to added agenda item 5B, Community Relations Committee report.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. The Community Relations Committee met on October 25th, and we had actually three separate items that I'm going to cover tonight as briefly as I can. The first matter came out of our discussion over the last two council meetings regarding endorsing tax levies. There was some discussion about whether that's appropriate, and certainly some discussion about the fact that some of us felt that we really didn't have enough background on some of the levies to make a good decision. In fact, we tabled one until we felt we had the ability to get some information. The discussion around that issue was fundamentally that members of the committee felt that it was appropriate for local and Lucas County levies to be able to request an endorsement and for council to consider it. In fact, that council should have the freedom to discuss any valid issue that it chose at its discretion, and that could include statewide issues. Felt that we should reserve that prerogative. I think there was a general feeling that it's appropriate to support levies that enhance the quality of life in Sylvania, and that the purpose of seeking background for levies should only be, should not only be for the purpose of endorsing them, but also to provide a forum for the public to learn more about those levies and how they impact Sylvania. So there was a general feeling that this is something that we should be considering doing, but also a feeling that there needed to be a process in place. It was suggested that several pieces be included in a recommendation for council about how to proceed with that. One was that tax issues seeking an endorsement should send a formal request to the clerk at least 30 days before Election Day so that we could get that on the agenda and have due consideration of it. Secondly, that those organizations, before they come here and request an endorsement, send a financial summary and whatever levy case they might choose ahead of time so that they could be included in our packet. And third, that they come prepared to discuss the impact that that particular levy might have on Sylvania, the Sylvania, city of Sylvania residents. So that, those three issues were felt to be sort of the basis of a simple but organized process to deal with this moving forward. The committee did vote to recommend to council that we approve those three items as a process moving forward. In talking with the mayor, we've done these kinds of recommendations previously simply as a motion. I'm more than willing to, if council feels it's appropriate, ask the law director to develop legislation, but I personally think that similar to our process to solicit nominations for council appointed committees, a motion would do. But I present that to you for discussion and any potential action.
Did you write these down?
I wrote them down here. I didn't write them down for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I like the scope.
Yeah, if you'd want to wait, I mean, certainly, we have now 366 days until the next election, so we can certainly write them down and deal with them next time.
Maybe somewhat less than that until your next request for an endorsement.
Yeah, probably.
It would be, as you outlined, sounds like a good plan. I think I'd love this. We've adopted written policies before on these sorts of things.
Yeah, we could adopt a resolution.
Or a resolution.
But it's whatever you...
I mean, the thing I'm thinking is, when somebody calls and asks, you know, what do you want, what's the deal?
We've had policies.
We have something that we could give them.
Sure.
We have naming streets, things of that nature.
Yeah. That's just my thought.
Why don't we move then to direct the administration to prepare a resolution?
Second.
Based on the minutes that I gave Marjorie this evening.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded to prepare a resolution based on the committee meeting minutes. Discussion, Mrs. Capalini.
It seems like we could have that on our website, too, so you could direct somebody to the website.
Once approved, I think that would be a good idea. Any further discussion on the motion? Not. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, then I'm sure the law director will prepare that resolution.
Okay. The second matter that I will not be asking any action on today, but rather to report, is a follow-up on a suggestion made by Mr. Hano that council consider options to provide a video feed, a live video feed of future city council meetings to explore the technology that might be available to do that. I do have in writing a recommendation or a set of summary for Mr. Tansey about that. He's here and he can answer questions, but before he does, let me just talk a little bit about the general tone of the conversation. I think there was a general feeling, and the options for the folks that don't have this approach range from a relatively inexpensive notion of having a live audio feed online. At this point, all of our council meetings and committee meetings are digitally recorded and are available the next morning for folks to download on our website in an audio form. And Mr. Tansey said that it would not be a significant investment to also feed those meetings, at least the main council meeting, live, if you choose to do that. We then walked through a series of other video options that included a single camera in the back that kind of was a audio with pictures approach that was a little bit less expensive. Apparently Waterville and Bedford Township do that at this point. He did not recommend that because he felt that there was not any particular viewer appeal to it. Another option is an actual camera with the floor director, and it would almost be like a television broadcast of council. They do this in a place called Elgin, Illinois. It's very impressive, but also requires staffing and some substantial investment in equipment. And then there's a couple of other options as well. The general discussion was, first of all, to look at current usage before we do anything, just to determine how many people actually take advantage of our download audios at this point. And Mr. Tansey was asked to develop that information. Quite a bit of discussion about the cost of doing this, and the question of whether the city was in a financial position to make a major investment like this at this time. Clearly, there's an interest in doing it right when we do it, but maybe proceed with caution. So the committee asked Mr. Tansey to gather some additional information and bring it back to council for some further discussion, which might be now, Mike. I don't know if you've prepared to either enhance that or take any questions.
I've got some information from the analytics from our website. We're only looking at 300 people visits the download page in the last 3 months. So that's roughly 50 people per meeting. And that would include all the minutes and the agendas and the packets, all those things. Our website is not really equipped to count downloads, which we are working towards. So in the next probably week or so, we'll be able to actually count the downloads. We'll get more information and find out anybody really downloading the audio versus just getting the packet and the agenda. And I think that'll tell us if it's warranted to go with the live audio feed. And if the number is really high on the agenda, then we can then consider video. But that can get expensive really quickly. So I think the numbers should, we should look at the numbers first. We're working with Art to install the necessary program on the website to count all the downloads.
Any questions? So, Mike will come back to us in what period of time, Mike?
I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks we should have some, but we should watch a couple of meetings first to see actually how many people are in there clicking on it. Mm-hmm. Now, we can know that it works is one thing, but actually to have some meetings under our belt to see how many people actually go.
Obviously, that's going to vary depending on what's on the agenda and if something becomes controversial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we want to move this along, but I don't think there's a particular sense of urgency about it. So maybe what we just have you come back in our first meeting in January, talk about that.
See what kind of numbers have surfaced from them.
Okay, good. Don't move, because the third item is also yours, which is related to something that we talked about, I believe, at council before, which is the possibility of upgrading our City of Sylvania website to be more in line with mobile apps, right, mobile communications. And the notion is that we have a very good website if you're at a desktop, but if you have an iPhone, it's not all that great. And so Mike has suggested that a first step would be to do an RFP for an upgrade and use that as essentially an information gathering process to see what options might be available, what kind of cost we're looking at. Not necessarily at all committed to move forward, but just at this point take the first step. Mike, what else do you think about that?
Well, a bidders conference is what we would arrange first, and we could bring some people in to give us a one page. Take a look at our website, and I can talk to the people or put this information on with the RFP. Look at our website, tell us what we need to do to make it mobile friendly, and maybe a one page for the front might look, and how much would it cost to make sure that we don't have them spend a lot of money to formally answer an RFP and then find out it's way outside our price range. So the bidders conference will be our first step. So, in the last year, we went from the 10% of our website traffic being mobile to 23% in 1 year. And the majority of that are the smaller iPhone. It's the biggest hit. iPad second. The iPad and the iPhone, actually about 66% of our website mobile traffic. So whoever we would pick would need to make sure that the Apple crowd is fully represented. Mm-hmm.
So the committee felt that we wanted to get consensus from council tonight to allow Mike to go ahead and do the RFP, correct, and send it to a list of potential vendors. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Mayor, I don't know if we need a motion for that or just a general sense.
I would recommend a motion since it's starting what could be eventually a contract, so let's make it official.
So I'd like to make a motion that we direct Mr. Tansey to send out his RFP.
It's been moved and seconded to instruct our IT director, Mr. Tansey, to go out and request proposals or qualifications. Not proposals, is that?
RFQ.
An RFP, we can issue an RFP, and the first step would be a bidder's conference. And at that time, we can actually shut the whole process off.
Okay. Very good. For making our city website mobile device friendly. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I have dropped off a draft of the RFP. If anybody has suggestions that they would like to see, feel free to let me know, and we will add them in.
You know, Mr. Mike, it might be helpful too to send council once you get it a list of who will be receiving this in terms of potential vendors.
Well, I can.
Or do you know that?
I don't have a list yet. I mean, people are starting to call me.
When you do, I think if you could just email it to members of council, that'd be helpful. Just so that we don't get blindsided by somebody on the street who thinks they want to be there, you know. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for your expertise and help. Appreciate it. You're welcome to stay here at our meeting, Mike.
Oh, thanks. Dancing with his pants.
All right, let's move on to added agenda item 5C. Mrs. Hussman to talk about the Scat-tacular coming up next week, I believe.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I am the representative, as you know, for the Sylvania Community Action Team. And their big fundraiser is Thursday, November 15th. It's a breakfast, 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at the Sylvania Senior Center on Sylvania Avenue. It is a program and breakfast. As you heard the word fundraiser, that's what it's all about. You're all invited to come. I know Mr. Brown has probably contacted everyone in the room. Raise your hand if you have not been contacted by Mr. Brown. He's very good about this. He's the table captain and has been working on that. So it's your official invitation. Myself, Katie has a table, Mike has a table. And we'd love to have you attend. I think you'll get some valuable information and a new feeling about SCAT. I'm going to present a little something myself. I'm very excited about doing that.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you all on Thursday. And just as an aside, that little bar that you received is from Choco Notes Uptown. It's one of our new businesses. The gentleman came from Ann Arbor to come to our community, Tom Prescott. He also is going to do one of these gratis for the Skittacular next week, which is really nice. Inside this lovely package is milk chocolate, but he promises me that soon he will have dark chocolate because I told him that's the health food and that's what we do, dark chocolate. But you'll notice that this little part slips out and you can put anything in it for your business. So, and he didn't pay me anything to say any of that, so. That's all I have.
We're very receptive to food here, though.
I do notice you have a pretty big stack of chocolate.
Well, I gave everybody one.
How about if somebody put their hand up for the Scat-tacular?
Oh, yes, yes. A payoff?
Just to help, no, to remind them.
No, there is more chocolate if someone's really excited or some that you didn't get in the room.
Incidentally, we've been seeing your name in the media a lot in the last week or so in relation to Hurricane Sandy.
Oh!
I assume there's no reason that that name was picked.
Well, you would have to ask my husband.
Okay. You are busy. Let's move on back to the published agenda, agenda item 6. We have a couple of street improvement projects and grant applications for the Ohio Public Works Commission funding applications due this month. So we'll start with the Brint and McCord intersection improvements. You have a report here from Mr. Aller, the Director of Public Service, and I'm just going to let him speak about what's in his report and in his requests. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council remembers a few months ago we reviewed the results of a study for the Brinton-McCord intersection. It was somewhat loosely tied to the proposed Lawrence University development. We're ready to get the final design completed on that project. The proposal from BGL Consulting Engineers is a proposal that recommended the council. The cost of that final design is $11,000. We are talking and be able to address it in a little more detail in the upcoming item after this, but we have been discussing with Ford University cost sharing, and we'll be pursuing funding from Ohio Public Works Commission to pay for the majority of this project. So at this stage, I would recommend approval of the proposal from DGO Consulting Engineers in the amount of $11,000.
Okay, a little history of that intersection that I'm sure most of you know. That used to be just a stop only for northbound traffic on McCord, and I remember that it was quite controversial when it was proposed to be a three-way stop and flashing light went from yellow to red. Is that accurate, Chief? Yeah. And it has not warranted a traffic light over the years, but now it's there. And when we had the bus garage for the Sylvania School District coming from the north, that didn't generate a whole lot of traffic. But with Lawrence University, they now have a lot of students that are crossing Brent Road. And I think this is becoming more of an issue. Plus, we have a lot of traffic. Anybody that drives through in the morning can see the traffic backing up, heading east on McCord Road in the morning and heading or on Brent and heading west on Brent Road in the evening. So that's why we need to make some improvements there. This is a project we need to continue with. And the administration recommends the approval of Ordinance 62-2012, hiring DGL Consulting Engineers in the amount of $11,000 to do final design drawings.
Mayor, does the OPW grant help offset some of the cost of the design, this design as well? Is that included in there?
Yes.
So that's included in the, what you mentioned, 61C, 6C?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
The chairman of the Streets Committee is not here, so I'm going to look to other members of that committee, starting with Mrs. Hussman, to read Ordinance 62-2012.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 62-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, accepting the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers, LLC, for professional engineering design services for the Brent and McCord Intersection Improvement Project, appropriating funds, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $11,000.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 62-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 62-2012.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 62-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 62-2012 is approved. Now for the St. Ursula students in the back, some of which are looking at me with their eyes wide open, wondering why we had two votes. Our charter, written back in 1961, requires that we read ordinances in their entirety three times. That was because the general public did not have access to copies immediately and government felt the need to read everything. So the first motion was to waive the reading of the entire ordinance to just read it by title, and it also included a waiving of the second and third reading so we can move ahead much faster. Not only do we have Xerox machines now, but all these are posted online ahead of the meeting and people can look at it before they even come here. So it just moves things along. The second motion was the final approval. Council is able to approve ordinances in one meeting rather than in three meetings if there is a supermajority or 5 out of 7 council members voting in the affirmative. And most council ordinances and resolutions are passed that way. They're just taking care of business and not controversial. We'll be going through that same process a few more times in this meeting so you can hear the motions I don't know if we're going to have a contested one tonight or not, but then I will call for votes to be a verbal vote, so each councilman has to vote yea or nay on the record. Otherwise, it's cast as a unanimous vote. All right. Back to the service director on the OPWC funding application for this project.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Same project, the application for Ohio Public Works Commission grant funds. The total cost of the project is $151,000. That's $140,000 for construction, $11,000 in funding and engineering that we just approved. We're requesting 49% of the project from the Ohio Public Works Commission. That gives them the amount of $73,990. I do have a letter of commitment from Lord University, received it today. They do plan on participating in the project at the 25% level, and which makes their contribution roughly about $20,000 for round numbers. That would be the city's final cost of the project, be roughly $57,000 instead of $160,000. The applications are due next week, and the application's been scored, and we'll know by the end of the month if we're successful. But at this point, request permission to apply for OPWC grant funds in the amount of $73,990.
We have been quite successful in these OPWC requests in the past. It affects how many community members we have, what percentage of the contract we have. I assume 49% was selected to keep us in a higher score category.
Yes.
It's less than 50%. So it has been preliminarily scored by Mr. Aller, but of course you never know what the competition is going in. And Toledo has been turning in many more applications. An agreement was that in the past was that they would only turn in 6 applications, but now they are flooding the marketplace with applications. Fortunately, they don't all score this high, and they have trouble funding some of their projects also, which means it goes on down the line. So I certainly recommend council authorize this OPWC grant application per resolution number 12-2012 in your council packets. And now, Mrs. Westfall, also a member of the Streets Committee, I ask you to read this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 12-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to the Ohio Public Works Commission and to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 12-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 12-2012.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 12-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 12-2012 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7A is another road improvement project and OPWC funding application. Mr. Allen.
The second application that we plan on submitting to the Ohio Public Works Commission is the project has been in the process for quite some time and another project that is a little more recent. The brick that came around about is a project that the city and council previously entered into a joint cooperation agreement with the Lucas County engineer to complete that project. Part of that agreement is that this round of OPWC applications, this project would be the number one project. Each city, county entity, village has to identify the number one project. It's 8 points in the scoring range. Part of that agreement was that this project would be our number one project for this year. The estimated cost of that project is $950,200. We're receiving two-thirds of that cost from ODOT Transportation Improvement Program funds, $632,800. And we're therefore requesting permission to apply for Ohio Public Works Commission grant funds of $222,380. The joint cooperation agreement for the project leaves the city with roughly about $71,000 of cost of that project, $71,000 on a $96,000 project. That was previously agreed to. In the course of scoring that application and seeing how high it scored, and knowing that we had the Monroe Street Reconstruction Project, I took a look at grouping the Monroe Street Reconstruction Project with the Brickman Roundabout. The Brickman Roundabout is a very high score. Grouping the Monroe Street Reconstruction Project lowers it by a few points, but both I and the Lucas County engineers are still very confident that they still score high enough to receive funding. The Monroe Street project, if you recall, we signed an agreement with the Manning Smith Group for the final design of that project, and we're probably about 95% complete with that. That's a full-depth reconstruction on half of the street, and then just a mill and replace type project on the other half. The estimated cost of that project is $860,940. And we're requesting permission to apply for open bidency grant funds in the amount of $376,620. That is roughly about 34% of the project. You might wonder why we went 49% on the previous project, 34% on this project. It's all scoring. Depending on what percentage of the project you request, how much money you request, determines how many points you get. We need to keep the project competitive, otherwise we risk not receiving that. And this was at the level that, again, both I and the staff engineer's office felt comfortable that we would receive funding. Asking for more, we start losing points, and the point total starts to drop. So, if you combine the two projects, I put the summary there, $1.8 million would be the total, less the money that we're receiving from ODOT, less the money that we're requesting from OPWC, and less contribution that the Lucas County Engineer's Office will be making towards the Brigham King Roundabout. The final city cost for the two projects will be $498,340. And those funds, that project, the Monroe Street Reconstruction Project, is one of the projects that was included in the most recent bond funds. So the funds are in place, waiting, if you will. So at this point, I'm requesting permission to make application to Ohio Public Works Commission for $599,000 in grant funds.
Couple of questions on that one, Mr. Aller. First, are you comfortable and is the Lucas County OPWC administrator comfortable with the project combination as our number one project to get those bonus points?
Yes.
It is still our number one project. It's just two projects rolled into one.
Still our number one project. It's just exactly what you said.
Okay. So that's no problem with that with the Lucas County Engineer's Office or anything. All right. Secondly, you said that this project was funded in a previous bond issue. My memory is, and correct me if I'm wrong, whoever would remember that, we delayed this project a couple of years ago during the construction of Maplewood Elementary School, really for the demolition of the Burnham building, so we wouldn't tear the road up during that project. And then it seems to be this summer we delayed it again because of conflicts with the Jamie Farr. I'm not sure.
That's correct.
So that leads me to the second question. What is your schedule for Monroe Street?
The schedule will somewhat be determined by what funding year we get put into for the whole Ohio Public Works Commission funds. The ODOT TIP funds for the Brick King Roundabout portion, that project will begin late winter of 2014. That puts us in needing to be part of the Ohio Public Works Commission 2014 round, which funds could be available as early as July 1st. Doesn't mean they will be, but they could be available as early as July 1st. If the OPWC indicates to us that we will have funds available on July 1st, my hope is to have the project out, bid, ready for award as soon as we receive the letter from Ohio Public Works Commission. And just as we plan on doing the Erie Street bridge replacement, Monroe Street, both projects will begin the day after the Jamie Farr in 2013 and minimize the traffic concerns all along.
Is that a July or an August tournament date? Do you know yet?
It is July next year.
All right. But they would be running concurrently, which I think is the least disruptive approach. If you can't get west on Erie Street, some of the traffic is going to go down on Brent Road anyways. So that's the time to have trouble on Monroe Street when you're going to redirect people onto Erie Street. Does that logic make sense, Chief? And it's not going to be a pleasant time, but it is probably the best approach. So hopefully the grant applications and timing will work. Mr. Schroyer, question for you. Because these were bond monies specifically for road construction, they can only be used in this manner.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's a project we need to proceed with, even though funds are tight in this year and more so next year. Okay. Questions? Mr. Brown, you're the third member of the Streets Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution 13-2012. All members of council previous receiving copies, I'll read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to the Ohio Public Works Commission and to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third reading and declared an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded the resolution number 13-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage resolution 13-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 13-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 13-2012 is approved. Mr. Aller, thank you for your work and your pre-scoring of these and get them in on time and good luck. Moving on to agenda item 8, there are two council appointments to be made, both to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Mrs. Westfall or Mr. Lutke, I don't know who wants to report on these.
Yeah,
Mr. Lutke.
I'll report on them. Council members will remember that a number of years ago, we agreed that for open seats on any council-appointed boards, we would advertise publicly for interested participation, which we've done. But we also agreed, as a matter of practice, that if it's a reappointment, we would not advertise and basically assess whether individuals merited reappointment and were interested in reappointment. Mr. Sands and Mr. Summer have both been serving on the Board of Zoning Appeals. They both are active participants there, and they both express interest in being reappointed. So you have resolutions here tonight.
All right. We do have two of them here. The first one is for Richard Sands. He's been on that board for many years and is a former member of the City Council dating back into the mid-80s. Certainly recommend or agree with your committee's appointment. So whoever wants to read resolution 14-2012.
We can split them up. I'll take Dick Sands.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce resolution number 14-2012. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, therefore I'll read by title only. Reappointing Richard Sands to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2015.
waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 14-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Final passage, resolution number 14-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 14-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 14-2012 is approved, reappointing Dick Sands to the Zoning Board of Appeals. The second appointment is to reappoint Gary Summer. Gary Summer is a local attorney who has served on that board and shown his commitment to the local community and the zoning code and brings a very professional attitude towards that committee as well. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 15-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, reappointing Gary Summer to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2015, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 15-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 15-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 15-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 15-2012 is approved, reappointing Gary Summer to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Agenda item 9 is asking for your confirmation of my reappointment of Barbara Conover to the Toledo Lucas County Board of Health. Mrs. Conover has served there a previous term and has been very well recommended by Dr. Grossman at the Toledo Lucas County Board of Health. She is a nurse working at Flower Hospital and has added to that board. They need different healthcare professionals on that board, and she has filled a spot on that board and is quite active on it. We have had physicians filling this board in the past. It was Mrs. Westfall's father that used to represent this community and was chairman of that board for a long time. When he retired, we needed to find somebody else, and I think there was an intervening member, and Mrs. Conover then stepped in. It's been a very good appointment.
And she's a city resident, right?
Oh, yes. So I ask for a motion confirming that reappointment.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm Mayor Stiles' reappointment of Barbara Conover to the Lucas County Board of Health. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the confirmation is confirmed. Excuse me, the reappointment is confirmed. Moving on to agenda item 10. Mrs. Lintner has put in our council packet a meeting schedule for 2013. By the charter, we are required to meet the first and third Monday nights of each month at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers, with the exception that council may dispense of one of its regular meetings in the months of July and August, something the council has done for several years. And you also need to determine the rescheduling of those meeting dates which fall on a national holiday. They are listed in this letter: July 21st, Martin Luther King Day, February 18th, President's Day, September 2nd, Labor Day. Traditionally, you have rescheduled these either to the Tuesday or the Wednesday night following that national holiday. There have been different reasons in the past whether you picked Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know whether it's of any concern to you, Mrs. Lintner. Does it, the availability of this room or any other reason why Tuesdays or Wednesdays work better?
No, it hasn't been a problem.
So that would be council's choice. I do not have, well, I do have next year's calendar in the back of my book here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I suggest that we look at the Tuesdays following those meetings, Tuesday, January 22nd, Tuesday, February 19th, and Tuesday, September 3rd? Does anyone have a conflict with those?
Again, it's kind of early to know, but I don't think so. There are an awful lot of communities around Northwest Ohio that have their public council meeting scheduled on the Monday nights, and the school boards are scheduled on Wednesday nights, or the, no, the second and fourth Monday nights.
Yeah.
Township trustees meet on Thursdays.
Or Tuesdays in Savannah. I think Tuesdays.
Okay. I need a motion to, what about the meetings in July and August?
Typically the first one.
I think we typically waive the first one and do the third one, so that would be waiving July 1st and waiving August 5th, if we were to waive the first Mondays of each of those months.
In 2013, first meeting in July would be July 1st, which is the Monday, making the 4th a Thursday. So it is not a conflict with the holiday weekend. Second meeting would be the 15th. In August, they are the 5th and the 19th.
So it would be the 15th and the 19th of August.
That would be fine. You would delete, you would drop July 1st and August the 5th. I believe that's what you both said.
Yep.
So we need a motion on that, right? I would move that we adjust our 2013 schedule to reflect meetings, holiday scheduled meetings for Tuesday, January 2nd, Tuesday, February 19th, Tuesday, September 3rd, and that we would dispense with the meeting of July 15th and August 19th. I misunderstood what you were saying, I guess.
I think we're going to delete the first meeting in July and August. Is it, I think that was.
So we're going to hold the meeting on the 15th and the 19th.
Right.
But we're going to dispense with the first and the 5th. I'm sorry.
I have some council members who typically travel in the middle of August. Is this okay?
This is good.
Okay. Got to take care of business, you know.
All right. That was the motion. Was there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve that council schedule for next, for 2013. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk can prepare that with those revisions to it. We had added, no, we're down to agenda item 11, committee reports. We had added 11A, a report for, to set a meeting for the Economic Development Subcommittee. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor. You may recall that we've gone through a process over the last year of a downtown market study and plan for our downtown merchants. Part of the anticipation there is that we would make, that would help us become more eligible for grants. Some of the bigger grants that we were anticipating have not been made available to us yet by the state, but there are other grants that are. And we feel that the best way to identify those and monitor them moving forward and then getting assistance as needed is to hire an outside consultant. Mr. Sanford has gotten a proposal from the Pogemeyer Design Group, and I thought it would be appropriate to bring the committee together, both to review that proposal and then also talk a little bit about the downtown development, the historic downtown development. So it would be a relatively short meeting, but I think one that requires a committee meeting. I'd like to suggest that next week, that maybe the week of the 19th, if this is not urgent, right, Bill? So perhaps the week of the 19th, that's a short week, Thanksgiving.
Three-day week, yep.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe only a two-day week for some.
Well, okay. We could certainly hold it before the council meeting of the 19th if people are available.
I would like to schedule a utilities meeting also. Mary wants to do a finance and buildings and grounds. And I might make a recommendation because we have to be here on the 19th. My meeting will probably be a half an hour meeting. Yours will be a half an hour meeting, Mary.
I was thinking 6:30 that night.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we could do the meetings all on the 19th prior to city council, maybe start at 6 o'clock.
I like.
Yeah.
Could we notice them all for 6 and just, we'll kind of roll one into another?
Well, do yours at 6, mine at 6:30.
Well, yeah, but if we get down.
No, I like that idea.
So they can start November.
Right.
Yeah.
Notice them all at 6.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I like that, and I'm happy to play along.
That's efficient scheduling, Mike.
Which goes first? They haven't decided yet. They'll figure out that night.
I don't think it matters. Do you care, Mike, do you care who goes first?
I do not care.
I don't think it matters at all. Mike, this is your last official act, Mark.
You do it, whatever you want.
Mr. Mullins, you have to have an issue.
Yeah, I would suggest perhaps the finance and the building grounds be the last one. These other ones may take less time.
Okay, but economic, they're not coming, right?
No, they don't have to.
No, we can start with economic.
All right. No motions necessary. We'll just have the clerk post that. Three meetings beginning at 6 p.m. Any other committee reports to be made under agenda item 11 at this time? And that, we also took care of some of the business, maybe all the business and committee referrals. Mrs. Westfall, I assume that you're fine with just the date set, no discussion necessary. And Mr. Brown, any further discussion?
I'm fine.
Okay, so we are done with the J-approved agenda. In the informational items, there is a meeting schedule there for the Municipal Planning Commission. That's the standard schedules. They meet in between the first and second council of the week, in between the first and second council meetings of the month, so those are pretty standard. There's the third quarter management reports, which I encourage you to put in your binder. There's a lot of valuable information in there, which I refer to at times to check out last year or see what's going on. And then added agenda item C. You all found in your council packets this letter from Margaret Lindner, our clerk of council. After much thought, I respectfully announce my retirement as clerk of council effective November 30th. Value the 30 years I spent with the city and its resident. I am thankful for the education, experience, and support I've received throughout my career. We are thankful for all your service to the city of Sylvania. You still have a month to go. This is not your last meeting. The administration will be back to you at our next council meeting concerning the appointment, our recommendation of appointment for a new clerk of council. But we are losing an excellent employee and a great deal of institutional knowledge with Margie's retirement. And we will miss you, but not until next month. You're here for the rest of this month. Margie was on city employment when I first started with the Planning Commission, way back in 1986. She was secretary of the Planning Commission at that time. Oh, you left the city for a while, but you've been back for quite a while. Okay. With that, I believe we're to the end of the agenda. Any further business at this time? Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor, I would just like to just share with the council members that we have scheduled a holiday gathering for the December 3rd, that Monday, December 3rd, following the council meeting. And we will, as in the past, city council members and administrative members and spouses or guests are invited, and it will be at Chandler's. So to be sure, we put that on your schedules, and we'll look forward to having you join us. Thank you.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council is adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, November the 19th at 7:30 p.m. with committee meetings beginning at 6. Thank you all for attending. The students in the back need anything.